The words of Simeon, Luke 2, 29 through 32. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel. Dear friends, little is known of Simeon's life. He was likely an elderly man, as depicted in Christian art, though this is not specified in Scripture, but rather inferred from Luke 2, 26. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Much more is known of Simeon's faith. He is described as righteous and devout, as waiting for the consolation of Israel, and as a man filled with hope and joy in the coming Savior. That hope, that joy, that Savior moved Simeon to say, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. Consider with me this morning how these same blessed words of Simeon apply to our departures in life, because we too have seen God's salvation in Christ, and in Christ we too can depart in peace. First, consider our own departures from the word and will of God. As Isaiah wrote, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Those are departures. Many years ago, when I was riding in the car with my youngest son, Andrew, about 6 or 7 at the time, he asked one of those out-of-the-blue questions, Daddy, does God really hear every word that we say? And I said, yeah, not only every word, but he knows every thought. And after a moment's reflection, Andrew answered as a 6-year-old would, that's kind of creepy. And I said, no, it's not creepy. It's very sobering. It is sobering, isn't it? Every thought, every word, every deed, the bad things we do, the good things that we fail to do, God knows, God sees, God hears, and thankfully, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, God forgives. My eyes have seen your salvation, said Simeon. But understand, as he spoke those words, he was cradling God's salvation, Jesus, in his arms. He recognized Jesus as his Savior. He saw Jesus as the one who had come into this world to suffer and die for his sins and mine and yours and the sins of the world. And that is why these words of Simeon are so appropriate after we partake of the Lord's Supper, where, along with the bread and wine, we receive the body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins. And thus, according to God's promise, just like Simeon said, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, in the same way, because of God's promise, we can leave that supper. We can go home, go about our daily jobs and our daily problems, and do so in the absolute certainty of God's boundless compassion, eternal love, complete forgiveness. Why? Because Isaiah also said of Jesus, the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Second, consider our departures from this life. And that actually is the immediate context of Simeon's words, the end of life, in which Simeon said, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. During my years as the pastor of Grace Lutheran Church in Northport, Florida, one of our elderly members, Carol by name, developed throat cancer. And over time, she grew weaker and thinner, but she never grew hopeless, and she never grew joyless. One Sunday, after services, as our small congregation was sharing coffee and home-baked goodies, I heard Carol calling my name. Where's the pastor? Where's the pastor? And she found me and said, here's your coffee. Have you had your cake? For Carol, no matter how much I weighed, I never ate enough. And somehow, between the sips of coffee and the mouthfuls of cake, I said, Carol, how are you feeling? And she told me, well, the doctor said that the cancer has spread, but we'll have to wait and see. And I said, wait and see what? And she looked at me and said, why, Pastor, we have to wait and see what the Lord has in mind. Here was an elderly Christian woman who, like Simeon, approached her departure from this life with strength and conviction through faith. Like Simeon, she cradled Jesus in her arms and in her heart. But more than that, here was an elderly woman who, through faith and the power of the gospel, came to see, to feel the everlasting arms of Jesus wrapped tightly around her, arms that would never let go, whether height or depth or health or sickness or life or death. And because of Jesus, God's salvation, each of us can approach the end of our own lives in the same way and say, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Finally, consider all of our goodbyes in this life, because goodbyes are departures too. In 2014, I found myself saying goodbye to my older son, Justin, for the umpteenth time, and he had come to visit me in Florida and was flying home. So at the airport terminal, as I handed him his suitcase, I had to say those dreaded words, I guess I better go now. I had the glint of tears in my eyes, as he did in his, and we hugged and said, I love you, and then we departed for our different destinations. 5 minutes into my drive back to Winter Haven in Florida, I received a text from Justin, which started out by saying, Dad, if you're driving, don't answer this. But then he went on to say, I just wanted to tell you how much I love you, how much I miss you, and how grateful I am for everything you do. For a moment, I almost did a U-turn in the freeway and headed back to the airport just for one more goodbye and one more I love you before parting. And I can recall so many difficult goodbyes that I've had to say in life. And perhaps you can too. Goodbye to children leaving home for a home of their own, or goodbye spoken to loved ones dying, a spouse, a parent, a grandparent. Goodbye spoken to beloved pastors and teachers. Is there a more painful or heart-wrenching goodbye in Scripture than the one in Acts 20, where Paul said goodbye to the elders of Ephesus, and afterwards they all wept and embraced each other? And what grieved the elders most was that Paul said they would never see his face again. How can we depart in peace under those kinds of circumstances? How can we learn to let go, whether letting go of a beloved son in Illinois or letting go of a certain way of life? Simeon knew the answer. And for Simeon, the answer was God's salvation in Jesus Christ. Friends, you and I have seen God's salvation in Jesus Christ too. You and I have seen in Christ God's undeserved love and favor in flesh and blood. In Christ, you and I have seen the fulfillment of every promise God ever made to save lost humanity. In Christ, you and I have seen the irrevocable proof that God will keep all of his other promises to you. The promise to love you, the promise to take care of you, to never forsake you, the promise to provide and protect you, the promise to bring you safely from this life and victoriously to the next. That is why, well, Jesus is why, we can depart in peace. Amen. Seems fitting that we should sing the Nunc Dimittis, so turn to page 29 in the front part of your hymnals. Page 29 in the front part. And let's sing the Nunc Dimittis, the song of Simeon.